WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. Local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
But there's one thing that he'll always keep, that AK-47 by the door. He drives a Ram for city transportation. He keeps horses for mountain travel, too. Got a da-da-da-da-do, and I can't remember the words of the song. And an AK-47 by the door.
Here's your song.
By the door, by the door. An AK-47 by the door. If you're da-da-da-da, and you won't hear that AK pop, that AK-47 by the door. Better take it small so I can remember the words. I'm running out of words here. Let's see. We'll just go to another verse here.
It's only a half-hour show,
Mom. Got a Glock, he keeps Landy in the kitchen. There's a Remington above the fireplace. Smith and Wesson grace the shed. Mr. Hawkins stands beside the bed. And an AK-47 by the door. By the door, by the door. An AK-47 by the door. Got a wife that likes to fight. Got a dog that likes to bite. Got an AK-47 by the door. If you're troubled by intruders in the daytime, or you worry about burglars late at night, you don't have to be afraid. Take a tip from my friend Dave. Get you an AK-47 by the door. By the door, by the door. And AK-47 by the door. I can't believe I murdered Dikorsky in the AK-47 by the door. Got a dog that likes to bite. Got a wife that likes a real good fight. And an AK-47 by the door. Craig's gonna play now. Drives a Ram for city transportation. He keeps horses for mountain travel true. Got a I can't remember the words to the song, but AK-47 by the door. By the door, by the door. And AK-47 by the door. Got a dog that likes to bite. Got a wife that likes a real good fight. And an AK-47 by the door. AK-47 by the door.
Swamp, there goes Bob. Yeah. And good to know he hadn't lost his sense of humor.
No, he hasn't lost his sense of humor.
Yeah.
That was recorded live right here in the studio.
He could even whiz by the parts that he couldn't remember what he'd written, you know. Right.
Well, we had Craig Baumwerker on that tune, too. So.
Yes, we did. Thank golly.
I had the whole crew there.
Well, you were here, too.
I was here, too.
You were here on that guitar on that.
Well, I was playing a little mandolin on that.
Mandolin, yeah. That's right. I remember it. It came in a shorter case.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, the big holiday or whatever you want to call it, observance is Halloween.
Halloween.
We don't have any homegrown contestants for this. I've been leaning on Craig Baumwerker to come up with a Halloween tune. I've been leaning on for the last couple of years.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Good spooky tune. Yeah.
We were talking about this one time, and he had written a song about a murder that happened in Panama about the turn of the last century. And I think I remember playing on it, and I think we had it worked out, and then I think we recorded it. It's like one of those lost tunes. It's kind of an interesting thing. But having said that, we don't have that available, so... we're going to go off the board a little bit and have Charlie Daniels.
And this man was in Van Day.
I'll talk about this after we hear the tune. I'll tell you a little story about this.
Let's do it.
This is called The Legend of Woolly Swamp.
Here it goes, right off the vinyl here.
Yeah.
Woolly stuff it all down into mason jars and he'd bury it all around. And on certain nights, if the moon was right, he'd dig it up out of the ground. He'd pour it all out on the floor of his shack and run his fingers through it. Yeah, Lucius Clay was a greedy old man, and that's all that there was to it. But I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself, and I couldn't conceive it. Cause I never would listen to nobody else, and I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself, but there's some things in this world you just can't explain. The Cable Boys was white trash who lived over on Carver's Creek. They were mean as a snake and sneaky as a cat and belligerent when they'd speak. One night the oldest brother said, y'all meet me in the woolly swamp later, and we'll take old Lucius's money and we'll feed him to the alligators. They found the old man out in the back with a shovel in his hand, 13 rusty mason jars that just dug up out of the sand. And they all went crazy and they beat the old man and they picked him up off of the ground and threw him in the swamp and stood there and laughed as the black water sucked him down. Then they turned around and went back to the shack and picked up the money and ran. They hadn't gone nowhere when they realized they were running in quicksand. And they struggled and they screamed, but they couldn't get away. And just before they went under, they could hear that old man laughing in a voice as loud as thunder. That's been 50 years ago, and you can go by there yet. There's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is always wet. And on certain nights, if the moon was right down by that dark footpath, you can hear three young men screaming. You can hear one old man laugh.
Well, there goes Halloween with you know who, Charlie Daniels.
That's a legend of Woolly Swamp, and it's got my name in it, so that's why I like it. But
Woolly Swamp,
no. but there's a little story, John. He played in Vandalia one time, I think in the late 70s, maybe early 80s, and some friends of ours took old-time fiddler Jim Hoyles to see Charlie Daniels, and I guess they thought, you know, they both played fiddles. The story I got from them later, and Jim himself, Jim had a kind of wry sense of humor. He said, well, what do you think about Charlie Daniels? I mean, he was playing electric fiddle and had drums in the band, all this kind of stuff. And I don't think it was Jim's cup of tea, but he didn't say a whole lot about Charlie Daniels, but there was some young woman who was dancing at the show. And he said she would jump up in the air and shimmy on the way down. And that's the thing that caught his eye. I don't think he pay too much attention to Charlie Daniels.
Yeah, that could, that could draw attention.
It would draw attention.
Yeah.
So maybe she's trying to be
somebody
seen
that athletic. And, should be on the Olympic gymnastic team.
She had some athletic skills there, I think.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, so that's Charlie did play Van Dyke one time. That's my tenuous connection to hometown things.
Right. Hey, so speaking of hometown, I got you and Goose on a tune here.
Yeah, it's about as hometown as you get.
We're gonna like this.
Recording this very studio that we're talking
here
about.
Here we go.
Make you take all your clocks, put them in a box. Never worry about the time of day. She smiles like a grand, she puts it in your hand. You never worry about having to pay. Some people say that she's insane, I have to admit, she's a little strange. But I'm here to tell you, nothing wrong with Renee. Give you a seat down on Bourbon Street when you're too drunk to stand. She smiles at you as she ties your shoe. Does that make you feel just like a man? I know I should just get up and walk away. But there's a look in her eye tells me I'm gonna stay. And I'm here to tell you, there's nothing wrong with Renee. Take all your clocks, put them in a box. You never worry about the time of day. She smiles like a grand, she puts it in your hand. You never worry about having to pay. I know I should just get up and walk away. But that look in her eye tells me I'm gonna stay. And I'm here to tell you, nothing wrong with Renee. Well, I'm here to tell you, there's nothing wrong with Renee. Well, I'm here to tell you, there's nothing wrong with Renee.
Swamp, mighty fine tune.
That's all right. Yeah.
Who's there? What was the name?
His significant other is named Carol, Carol Renee, actually. So I think the name of the song is Carol Renee. So hope okay. I'm right about that. So.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, it makes a good rock song. We play it out as with drums or anything too. So
hey,
but sounds good on the acoustics there too.
So. It sure did. Anyway. Yeah, yeah. We'll have some more Goose here.
All right.
Coming up in
yeah.
future programs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, Mr. Gary Dean, the man in black from down in Clinton County.
Yeah.
Does a heck of a job on this particular Johnny Cash song. It's called Daddy Sang Bass.
All right.
I think Mama Played Fiddle. Is that the way it goes?
Mama Sang Tenor, I think.
Mama Sang Tenor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She might play fiddle, too.
Somebody else played fiddle. Yeah.
Maybe so.
Okay.
That was little brother, I think.
Your little brother, yeah.
You joined in there.
He joined right in. Here we go.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. We'd get together in the family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sang bass,
Mom sang tenor.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. I remember after work, Mama would hear us singing Poor Country Mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother join right in.
A singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sang bass.
Gary Dean doing a great Man in Black.
Some people say Mama sang bass, Daddy sang tenor.
Daddy
could be.
It could be back and forward there. Yeah.
Hey, long as somebody's doing it, I guess.
Yes.
You know, Carl Perkins wrote that song actually.
He did.
And a lot of people don't know that, but
well, that's good news.
So, yeah,
that's
always. Early rocker.
Perkins. He was ahead of. He was ahead of the rockers.
Yeah, just about. Yeah,
almost. And,
What?
Well,
we got a guy here I got to know a little bit. He played with the St. Louis Ragtimers, and we've played him on our show before in the past.
Yeah.
He passed away, though, and I got to talk to him a few times. I kind of got known through Video Bob Whiteside. We saw him at the Sheldon Theater a couple times, I think. Very nice guy, kind of the front man for this band. He played a banjo, and he was kind of like a walking encyclopedia of this kind of music. He could tell you all about it, and he would usually have a little preamble to the songs they play. And Al Stricker was his name. He, nice guy, too, just a real friendly guy. Like I say, I got to meet, and I talked about my banjo style, which is just ignorance mostly. And but he was a good he played with a pick, you know, that kind of ragtime style. So it's Al Stricker. And they were a good band. About half the band's gone at this point. They lost their piano player. But so think about him and nice guy and a good player, so we'll miss him.
Here they come.
Peoria, we'll take a little break. Peoria, we'll take a break. All right, the next tune, Peoria, for the Peoria Chamber of Commerce. SOS, SOS, Captain, we are lost. Our ship is foundering in the sea. By wind and wave we're tossed. Lifeboats here, lifeboats there. Hear the shrieks and groans. Captain cried, all hands on deck, said in trembling tone, I wish I was in Peoria. Peoria, tonight. I miss my gals in Peoria. Peoria tonight. You could pick a morning Gloria from the sidewalks of Peoria. I wish that I was in Peoria. Peoria tonight. Smith and Jones all decided to operate on Barney Google's bones. A nurse is here, bedpan there, someone sends a wreath. Barney lies there helplessly and murmurs through his teeth, I wish that I was in Peoria. Peoria tonight. Well, I miss all never roamed with sailor boys. I should have stayed at home right back in good old Illinois. I wish I was in Peoria.
Stuff, right?
Yeah, make your toe tap a little bit.
Good one there, yeah. I'm telling you. I can remember the last time I was. You know, Peoria is kind of between St. Louis and Chicago there on the Illinois River.
Yeah.
Interesting town. Lived there for a few years.
My joke is that I lived there for a year one summer.
Yeah.
So
well, that
there.
Works. Yeah. Yeah.
I was there and couldn't find a job, so I was like, finally came back.
But you survived.
I survived and came back. I was chasing my fiance to be. I wanted her to be. Eventually, trapped her into marriage. Another story there.
Yeah, well, that's that is
so paid off,
a noble effort, well rewarded. So. Hey, speaking of a noble effort, and this is a great effort. This is we haven't played Jeff and doing his blues in a while, and this is big Jeff Chapman.
All right,
playing the blues.
Yeah.
It's called "My Baby Left Me Last Night."
All right.
Left me last night.
it goes, Jeff. His baby left him last night.
That's pretty cool.
Hey, Swamp, October show. We'll be coming up back in November with some more homegrown music.
It's right to be Thanksgiving time over there. Well, at the end of the month, anyway.
Right.
There's a theme developing right there, I think.
The theme is developing for next month. And,
always think about these things, folks.
Yes, we do.
Always think about them. So.
Time to fade into the October weather here. And,
all right.
Yeah.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah.
See you next month.
See you next month.
Brought to you by Gruen Sales and